Today's daf is Zvachim daf Yud Ches, and we continue with the psulim listed off at the beginning of the perek. Kol Zvachim Shekiblu Dam and all the list of the psulim, and we spoke about Zor, we spoke about Onim, we spoke about Tful Yom, and yes, I got a number of comments. Tful Yom, as the first daf in Bracha says, the time that they can go eat truma is Tseis, not from Shkia. If I've said Shkia, it's the late because and the Gemara talks about what time it is, and that's Seis, and that's what the Zman Heter for Truma, and the time for Kachim is the next morning. So then we spoke about Mechusar Kippurim, and now we started talking about Mechusar Begadim. And the Gemara mentioned, how do we know that Mechusar Begadim is Posel the Avodah? We know there's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to wear special Begadim. 4 Begadim of the Kohen Hedyot and 8 Begadim of the Kohen Galdah. We'll see the Sefer HaChinuch in a second on the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna, what the message is of Big Day Kahuna. But the Gemara quotes 2 different psukim to teach us that the Kohanim have to wear Big Day Kahuna. Number 1, the pasuk in Tetzaveh, V'chagarta Osam Avnei, Aron Avram V'chavash Shal Migbos, and the fact that the Begadim make them Kohanim, Bizman Shebegdeyem Aleihem Kuhuna Samaleihem, as the Gemara Darshin. And then we have the pasuk from Parsha Shmini, Yain V'shechar Alteish, La'avdil Beit HaKodesh V'Rechol, another remez. The Gemara said, what do you need 2 psukim for? You might have thought, if you only had the 1 pasuk, that it's only by certain avodos, not by other avodos. So we mentioned that the Mefarshim discuss the nature of the din of Mechusar Begadim, and it could be that these 2 sources already hint to that fact. The Rambam and the Ramban start us off. Again, we mentioned this at the end of the shiur, but again, now we'll make sure it's clear. The Rambam says, "Mitzvah Saseh Lamed Gimel Shenitztavinu Hakohanim Lobosh Begadim Yuchadim Lechavod Ulisifares." Kohanim are commanded to wear special Begadim Lechavod Ulisifares, for honor and for glory. Va'oz Yavdu BaMikdash, and then do the avod in the Mikdash. Who Amru Yisalev, yes, he's the big declosh, La Rona Chicha, Lechavod, Ulisif Ares. As the Pasuk quotes, Vez Banav Takriv, Vehil Bashtam Kutanos. Ve'eloim Big Day Kahuna. And these are the Big Day Kahuna, 8 for the Kohen Gadol, 4 for the Kohen Hedyot. The Rambam quotes 1 mitzvah, right? You might have counted no mitzvos. The Ramban says you should count no mitzvos. The Ramban in, right here on the Ramban says, V'daito zos lomar, the Rambam thinks, the kivan te'im belevishas begadim shlo b'shas avoda shum mitzvah, I'm sorry, he first quotes the Baal Halachas Gedolos, the Bahag. He says, I didn't see the Baal Halachas Gedolos quote this, so let me explain why, says the Ramban. V'daito zos lomar, the kivan te'im belevishas begadim shlo b'shas avoda shum mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to wear the begadim outside of the avoda, Eino ella hechsher ha'avoda. This is just getting ready for the avoda. Shim avad v'pachos mehenu b'yoser tipasel avodaso. If he did the avoda with less or more, then the avoda is pasel. V'hinei hu chelek mi'mitzvah ha'avoda im avad bahen. And it's part of the mitzvah of the avoda. As the Rambam already said in the Shrashim, you don't count chelki ha'mitzvos. Chalitz is 1 mitzvah. Chatos is 1 mitzvah. Ol is 1 mitzvah. Right, whenever you have parts of a mitzvah, parts of a process, you count 1. Get is 1 mitzvah. You don't count ksivas haget and nesinas haget. Right, it's 1 mitzvah. Says the just like you count all the kalim as just part of the mitzvah of v'asili mikdash v'shachati besocham, except maybe the aron, but generally all the other kalim are included. And then he says, "Ukmo shemana harav masa ha'aron came be'emes." Okay, that's getting into something else. V'yamnam das harav bivegadim ubekiddush yosir mechuveres limnosam gam bechal mitzvahs asay ki bevodasam mekay mitzvah mosif al hishtamer min halav v'yemkein lama lo yimne mitzvahs asay shi'asu akonim ha'avoda meumad lo yoshev v'lo shochev. Right, every detail of the avoda you should count. That they have to be standing, as we learned, and other parts. So this is the machlokas in the Rambam and the Ramban. So what is the dekudas of machlokas? The Ramban already says what he holds. So the Rambam just has to be the contrast. The Ramban says, or at least the Ramban explaining the Bahag, let's be fair. Is the Ramban explaining the Bahag? But it seems like that's what he thinks as well, that the Begadim are just part of the Chelke Ha'avoda. And therefore, just like you don't count every detail of the Avoda separately, so too you wouldn't count the wearing of the Big Day Kahuna separately. The question is, what does the Rambam say? So there are different formulations. The extreme one that's based on the Drasha of the Gemara is that It's a din in the Kohen. It's not a din in the Avoda. To help make, a Kohen has to do the Avoda. In order to make them Kohanim, they wear big day kahuna. And that's Meduyak in the Psukim, in some of the formulations of Psukim. L'chaha no li. To make them Kohanim for me. And that already is a more striking formulation, but again, it's based on the Rambam's counting it. This is what Rabbi Yosef Engel writes also in Asvin Daraisa and Klal Yotes. But again, whether it's a din in the Avoda or a din in the Kohanim, as we mentioned, there are a number of nafkaminas. We'll get to some Be'ez Hashem a little bit on later, although later daf today, we will see Rabbi Yosef Engel there in the Asvin Daraisa wonders whether the principle of Shana HaKasav La'akev, the principle of having to repeat a drasha in Kachim, applies to Big Day Kahuna. Why would it apply or would not? So he quotes the Tosfos in Maseches Yuma Daf Chaf Gimel, where Tosfos says, "Eina migufei hakarbanos az chozrin umalamdim." Right? If it's not part, the karbanos, right? That you need a shana kasav la'akev, and also the idea of einam chozer malandim. You can't have a two-step drasha in kachim. Again, another rule. So do those apply? So if you say this is, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, if you say that it is just a hechsher, not directly connected, so then maybe it wouldn't be gufa karbanos, so therefore it wouldn't be called kachim in the category. But he quotes from Rashi and Tosfos in our sugya, as we'll get to it, that the begadim have to fit exactly, and he quotes that they use the principles of L'mitzvah L'la'akev, because there's no Shana Kasav L'akev. So he assumes Rashi and Tosfos say, no, it's actual Kachim, right? And therefore, it would be subject to the rules of Kachim. The classic Nafkaminas would be when we have non-Kohanim doing the Avoda. Because then, you have Avoda, but you don't have a Kohen. So when do you have that? Three suggestions given. You have Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, as we mentioned at the end of the shiur yesterday, the Gemara that will have Rashi on tomorrow's daf, on Daf Yates, calls Moshe Rabbeinu a Kohen. And the Rashid Bukubet says, that Hashem will see, is going to argue. Avagavda Moshe Haya Levi Haya Mishamish Bezalin Yimei Miluim. That's what the Shita says on tomorrow's daf here in Oz Gimel. But that's what the Suffolk in Tainus and Avodah Zarah. B'meshi Mesh Moshe Bezalin Yimei Miluim. Ask the Gemara. Avodah Zarah, that was the last time we had it. Daf Lamed Daled. What did Moshe wear during Shivas Yimei Miluim? Meaning, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So what's the Suffolk about? So you might say that it is about, maybe everybody agrees that he was a Kohen. The question is, what was he doing? Was he doing Avodah or not? Okay. Or you might say, no. The question is about Big Day Kahuna. Right? Is the what Moshe Rabbeinu did, it is Avoda, is Moshe Kohen or not? And that was the suffix. So Rashi talks about it, the Arachayim HaKadosh talks about it, but that is one. Where else might you have this? You have this, the discussion by women. What do you mean women? Women never do the Avoda. Tosfos in the Mishnah in Kiddushin has a list, in the Aflam and Vav, of Avodos that are known by men and not by women. And the Gemara has a drasha for each one. Tosfos there in the Aflam and Vav asks, why don't we say, Tosfos, you have a Kedushan, let me just read it inside. Tosfos asks, why don't we just say that the Merchus Begadim, we need a drasha to say that women are tourists from the Avoda, they're not wearing the Begadim anyway. So Tosfos asks two answers, either V'yesh Lomar, Demayri Shalav Shos Begadim. They wore the Begadim. So if they wore the Begadim, you need a Makar to tell me that it's going to be Pasul. Or, Inami Yesh Lomar, Kivan Shalonitztavu Bebigde Kahuna, Lohavi Merchus Begadim. They don't have to wear Begadim. So 2 days of Tosfos, whether women, Lu Yitzuyer, they would be able to do the Avoda, so would they be Chayev in Big Day Kahuna? So the Achronim say that these 2 days are totally on our issue. According to the second day, the Begadim are Mosif Din Kahuna La Kohen, and therefore, if you're not a Kohen, you don't need to wear the Begadim. But according to the first day, maybe you could say it's a Din in the Avoda, and therefore whoever has to do the Avoda is going to have to wear the Begadim. What about a zar? Right, a zar, how many averis does he do? If he does the avoda with mechusar begadim, does he violate the avera of zarus and mechusar begadim? Or is mechusar begadim only for kohanim? Get many different suggestions given, but again, this is the Big Day Kahuna. If you look in the Nosei Kalim on the Rambam also, in the Moni HaMitzvos, the Leif Sameach and others, they have all of these formulations. Vani Omer, I'll just read one. The Kinasofrim also, Vani Omer, I'll read the Leif Sameach. Vani Omer, Emes, Shim Avat Shalom Bebegadim Avodas Apsula, Avalo Bishvil Kach Him Chelek Mimena. Vakasav Yochiach, just because it's possible if you don't do the Avodah with them, doesn't mean it's part of the Avodah. Vakasav Yochiach, Shalotola Asiyas Begadim Ba. When the Torah says, where the begadim, the Torah doesn't say, where the begadim so that you could do the avoda. What does the Torah say? Vasu beidei kodesh aron achicha l'chavod ulesefares. Lo ba, lo omer la avoda l'shares. Aval omer l'chavod ulesefares. Klomar, kedei sheyia bahem mechubad u'mefu'ar mibein shar ha'am. So you see it's separate. You see it's separate from the avoda, even in the psukim. Mitzad zeh roi b'levisha begadim timne mitzvah la'atzma, ki kenei mitzuvim lios mechubadim u'mefu'arim bibigdeyim anasim kohanim al yadam. V'nasim kohanim al yadam. Oh. So, one other question just to talk about. So have a kohanim bizman hazeh, kohanim duchin, kohanim du birchas kohanim without the begadim on. Right, Kohen gets the first aliyah without wearing the Beit HaKahuna. So they're Kohanim, they eat Truma without wearing the Beit HaKahuna. So you have to limit it. You have to say somehow there are two dinim in being a Kohen even. There's Kohen and there's different formulations in the Mefarshim. Maybe it's Kohen Lagabi Migdash and Kohen Lagabi Gvulin. There are two dinim in a Kohen. A Kohen regarding halachas of the Mikdash, and there's Kohen Lagabe outside, right? That's one, or that's how Rav Soloveitchik formulated it. There's others also. They also a fascinating discussion. The Taz discusses. Nagos Mordechai in Gittin quotes Ma'isa b'Kohen sheyatzak. This is in Gittin Tav Samach Aleph. Ma'isa b'Kohen sheyatzak mayim adei Rabbeinu Tam. There was a Kohen that poured water for Rabbeinu Tam. He washed his hands. Pikshelo Talmud, Hashanina b'Yerushalmi, Hamishtamish b'Kuna Ma, Rabbeinu Tam. Right? How could you use a Kohen to wash your hands? Hamishtamish b'Kuna Ma. Rabbeinu Tam answers, Ein b'hem kedusha b'zman hazeh. Tekayim alon, b'gdeyem aleihem, kedusha so aleihem. V'im lolo. Rabbeinu Tam says, don't worry, they're not wearing begadim. So what did that mean? They didn't do Berchas Kohanim on Yantif in Rabbeinu Tam Shul. Right? They didn't bench. Right, so what exactly does Rabbeinu Tam mean? Rabbeinu Tam has to agree that a Kohen does all those things, but it must be Rabbeinu Tam holds that there are two dinim in Kedushas Kahuna. Right, there are two dinim. Either maybe there's a chiddush though, Rabbeinu Tam. There's Kohen Lagabi Gvul and Kohen Lagabi Mikdash, but Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush is that the Isra of Chishtamshus for Kohen is totally on Kohen Lagabi Mikdash. You might have thought that that Yerushalmi is based on the other din of Kohanim, which apply even without the Begadim. The fact that Rabbeinu Tam says, don't worry about it, this din, he's not a Kohen Lagabi this. Meaning the Isra of Ishtamshus B'Kahuna, that Yerushalmi, is totally on the din of Kohen B'Mikdash, and therefore it wouldn't apply B'Zman HaZeh. Wouldn't apply. Again, there's a lot more, but we will continue, and we'll see more as we go through some more of these psukim. Okay, so the Gemara continues. We're up to the fourth line on Yud Ches and Aleph. So the Gemara says, after quoting two psukim, for Kohen b'Machalal the Avoda by Mechusar Begadim. Ashkechad Mechusar Begadim, so fine, I know Mechusar Begadim, if he wears less Begadim, he doesn't wear all the Begadim going in, it's post all the Avoda. Shtuya Yayin Minala, and how do I know if he drinks wine? Doesn't mean that he's drunk. Shtuya Yayin is not the word, it's the same word as Shikor. Shikar, and there's different levels even in Shikar. Shikar, Kishachruso Shalot, in Hilchas Tfila, there are different levels of what are you not allowed to daven, what are you not allowed to daven, what are you allowed to be the chazin, but Shtuya Yayin Minolan. So what's the source for a Shtuya Yayin is not allowed to do his post Ali Avoda? So Asya Chuka Chuka Mechusar Begadim. So again, it's Xer Shava from Mechusar Begadim. Once we know Mechusar Begadim, so too we know Shtuya Yayin. Says the Gemara, V'atana la'ul havdil bein v'gomer. But don't we have the psukim that we just quoted on the previous amud? So don't we? Isn't that enough? You don't need the Gzeira Shava. So Kanasav la mikami delekim Gzeira Shava. We used that before. We had the Gzeira Shava. Says the Gemara. But even so, Bechlal, that limud goes in the opposite direction. There we're learning Mechusar Begadim from Shtuya Yayin. And not the opposite, right? We have Shtuya Yayin in that pasuk. Yayin Shechar Al Teish, and then we extend that to Mechusar Begadim. Vatana Mechusar Begadim Hu to call Yalafi Shtuya Yayin, right? Isn't that the limud? So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar Minayin Shalom Nechleku Be Mechusar Begadim L'Shtuya Yayin V'Shalom Rachos Jan Vaglayim. How do you know that there's no chilukim between all of these dinim? These actions that you require beforehand, Tamalomer Chukah Chukah Gzeira Shava. So basically, it's all we learned it all together. How do we know there's no chilukim within these psukim? Again, can there be a machlokas about Gzeira Shava and which Rebbe taught the Gzeira Shava and when did he teach it? Again, it relates to that issue. But again, that's the Gemara's maskana is that it's the Gzeira Shava comparing all of these halachas. And that teaches us that avoda is nifseles if we're missing any of these items. We'll see. There's different shiurim. How much one has to drink, and we'll see if it's extended to other areas of halacha. One more line, and then we'll talk about shtuyei yayin. Ela lahavdil lamali. So what about lahavdil? So if you don't need it for the gzeira shava, what does that pasuk mean at the end of the section? Remember, after Nadav and Avihu die, so Aaron HaKohen is told by Hashem, the only time in the Torah, Adaber Hashem ela haron neymar yayin v'shecher al teisht, and then we have at the end of that lahavdil. So what do you learn? What do you learn from that pasuk? L'kid Rav, l'Rav l'mokim amora alei miyomatav l'chavri mishum shichrus. Rav would not give shir, literally. Mokim amora alei, put up his amora, put up his talmud in order to announce the psakim. He wouldn't do that on yantif mishum shichrus, because even having to have drunk something, he wouldn't want to paskin based on that. So that's what that pasuk includes. Not only avoda, but even hora'ah. Even giving a psak, that also shouldn't be done in a state of shtuye yayin. Rashi says, "Miyamatam alachavrei, mishasha achal v'shasa va'asa yantif adamachar until the following day." Talki mashmekra yayin v'shecher al teish bivvo achem v'gomer when you go into the avoda v'chein b'shasha taba lahavdil ulaharos. What does lahavdil mean? To paskin, because when we paskin, we mechilukim, we distinguish. Mutter, Aser, Rala Hadil Aros, being Davar Kedusha, Davar Chol, Alti Shechris, when you're being Mavdil, right? A Hora'ah is a Psak, right? There are different areas of Halacha where it's important to know what is called a Hora'ah, what's called a Psak. If somebody asks me, are you allowed to drive on Shabbos? And I say no, right? That's not called a Hora'ah. That's what's called Zilkari Beiravu. Right? That you look in the Pazak and Chumash, that's Beferish. Right, that's Zilkari Beirav, that's Dvarim Shahatstukim Modimbo, as the Lashon that we had back in Maseches Harios. But in certain areas of Halacha, number one, four, as we mentioned, Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur. Remember we mentioned then, right, Bezdin Mistaken Psak. What's called a Hora? So if it's something that's Mefurish Pasuk in Chumash, so that's not called a Hora. Right, so, but what for Smicha? Right, if you say that a Hora is named for Smicha, Tzakein Mamre. Right, all those three areas of halacha require a halachic hora'ah. Without a hora'ah, then he's not going to be a zakin mamre, it's not going to be a paralam davar shel tzibur, it's not going to be a psak of bezdin, or he doesn't might not need smicha for giving that psak type of hora'ah. So here's a fourth category, giving a hora'ah in stam, what we call a psak, right? The halacha of shtuye yayin. That also could be dependent on what is the status of a hora or not. And as Rashi says, a hora at root is lahavdil, to distinguish. To distinguish between aser mutter, tamitar, remember the Vilna Gaon, in Aderes Eliyahu and Parsha Shoftim, right? Every question in halacha has one of six answers. Every halacha question, one of six answers. And he learns it out from the six words, bein dam ladam, bein din lenin, bein neg lenega. The Gra says, Tamei Tahar, Aser Mutter, Chayiv Pater. Those are six words. Every question can be answered with one of those six words. There's no other area of halacha. There's no answer of maybe. Right? It's either Tamei Tahar, Chayiv Pater, Mutter, Aser. That's what the Gra says. Again, that's the Lahavdil. Lahavdil tells me because that's what we distinguish from when we give a Psak halacha. The Gemara seems to say that this is included in the Pasuk. Is that really part of the Din D'Oraisa? Is it an Isser D'Oraisa? To paskin in a state of shtuye yayin. That in Issa d'Oraisa. So if you look in the Rambam in Lo Sasei Ayin Gimel, the Rambam quotes it. The Rambam has a line, and that's what the other Rishonim argue on. The Rambam says in Mitzvah Ayin Gimel, Lo Sasei, Shehis hiranu mehikanes lamikdash, o lahoros, bedavar midini atorah, biyosenu shikarim. We're not allowed to go into the base of Mikdash, or give a psak halacha. Right, when we are shikar, who amr yisaleh, yayin v'shecher al teish b'vachem alo amoed, ula haros es b'nei Yisrael. Ubalashen Talmud, he quotes, shasa revius al yoreh. V'yish chilik ba'onesh lavzeh, but there's a chilik in the onesh. And here the Rambam is machadesh. Number one, that it's included in the Din D'Oraisa. Okay, that's fine, that's the pashas of the Gemara. But the extension now, v'zeh. Ki shtuye yayin, I efshel lehem lihikanes mibein ha'ulam b'lam izbeach im kol ha'hechol. You can't go in. Vim nichnas, chayiv malchus. Vim avad, v'ushasui, chayiv misa v'dei shamayim. Right, if he did the avoda shtoyi yayin, that's chayiv misa. If he went in, he's chayiv malchus. Vim shasam anam shachrin, zulas hayayin v'avad. If he used other intoxicating beverages besides wine, And he did the avoda, that's also only malchus and not misa. And then he says, v'chol mi sheyore v'hu shasu yayin. What if he paskins after drinking? Bein shahaya kohen, bein shahaya Yisrael, over alav. Bein shahaya shasu yayin, o shar hamashachrin. Period. The Rambam doesn't add in malchus, for sure not misa. But he doesn't even add in malchus, he just says lav. So this is the Rambam. Maybe all dinim daraisa, but different levels within the din daraisa. There's what we might call the ikker din and the secondary din. Or Rav Asher Weiss likes to point out, there are many times, a number of times, that we have dinim daraisa, that even within the din daraisa, there are different levels of the din daraisa. Here's a great example. They're all included in the isser, but some of it is chiyav misa, some of it is lo sase with malchus, some of it is just a lo sase. The Ramban discusses here, trying to understand whether it's going to be, he says if it's included in the lav, he's bothered by level 2 and level 3. If it's included in the lav, so then why don't you get malchus for shtuya yayin, that paskins, that's mora, right? If it's included in the lav, that's what he's bothered by. But again, another example, just popped into my head now. Another example, classic example of this, again, within the same mitzvah, but there's be different levels, eating karbanos. Ma'aser karbanos perek yud. The Rambam says there, ma'aser karbanos perek yud, achilas chatas v'ha'asha mitzvah saseh, sh'ne'amar v'achlu osam asher kupar bahem. Right, eating a karban chatas and asham, kachi kachim, mitzvah saseh, v'yakohanim olam v'kohanim ochlam v'bailam eskaprim. And then the Rambam adds, v'hu adin l'shar kachim sh'ochlan ha'kohanim sh'achilasan mitzvah. Also other karbanos that the Kohanim eat, it's also a mitzvah. That's also included. What other karbanos are there? He quoted Chatas, he quoted Asham. What else is there? The next halacha, he says, v'chein achilas shiari mincha mitzvah saseh, sh'nemar v'anoseres b'mena yechlu aron uvanav. Right? Mincha is a separate mitzvah. So what does the Rambam here mean? Right? Kacha kalam. The shlamim part that goes to the Kohen. That's also a machlokes. Is it a mitzvah for the Bailam to eat their part of the shlamim? But the Rambam paskins Kohanim. But either way, within the mitzvah zaseh of achilas kachim, the Rambam has different levels. Eating kachi kachim, that is mitzvah zaseh. And then he quotes, other kachim also, it's a mitzvah. Right, it's included, but it's clearly a secondary level of the mitzvah. So here's a mitzvah zaseh. Our example was a mitzvah lo zaseh. Right, there's different, even the isra of achilas dam. Another example the post can quote. There's different types of dam. Some types of dam are kares. Some types of dam are lav. Right? The Gemara talks about dam tfusa and dam, all different types of dam. So that is the example of, you know, you have dinim daraisa, but there are many different levels of dinim daraisa. You could have something that's mefurish bakra. Right, we mentioned Hekish, Rashi says in Sanhedrin. Is Kiluus Mefurish Bekra? Then you have Alacha Moshe V'Sinai. Many different levels of Dinim Daraisa, but here we have examples where within the same Losase or Ase, right, it is different levels, and the Ramban is bothered at least by two of those levels. The Rambam also in Hilchas Bias Mikdash. The beginning of Bias Mikdash is this Halacha. First Halacha Bias Mikdash is Shtoye Yayin. The Rambam has in Hilchas, as we know, in Sefer Avoda. Sefer Avoda, right? We have to know Sefer Avoda to know Seder Kachim, to learn Zvachim. In Sefer Avoda, the Rambam has 9 halachas. 9 sets of halachas. That's a lot, right? Some Sfarim are much smaller, right? Hafla, I think, only has 4, right? Shvuas and Nedarim and Naziris and Arachim. But Avoda has 9. Beis HaBechira, first he describes the Beis HaMikdash, the structure. Beis HaBechira and then Klei HaMikdash, right? And then he talks about B.S. Mikdash. Right, those three go together, because that's all about the structure and just going in. Then he talks about the karbanos. Isurei Mizbeach, Maisa Karbanos, Tpidin Musafin, Psulei Mikdashim. Then the special day, Avodas Yom Kippurim, and then finally, Me'ila. Right, those are the, that's in the world of Avoda. Don't know what's the difference between Sefer Avoda and Sefer Karbanos. Right, the different, there, the karbanos are mostly focused on the Chefsa Shel Karban. And this is more focused on the person, the Avodas HaKarbanos of the Kohanim. There it's Shkagos and the Tmura, right? Again, it's interesting why some are in one and some are in the other. But either way, Hilchos Bias Mikdash, the Rambam starts off, Kol Kohen HaKashu LaVoda, Im Shasa Yayin, Osir Lo Likonis, Ben HaMizbeach V'Lefnim, V'im Nichnas V'Avad, Avodos HaPsula V'Chayim Misa V'Dei Shemayim, Shenemar V'Lo Samusu. If you went in and did the avoda chayimisa, v'hu sheyishter revias yayin chay bevas achas miyayin she'avro olav arbaim yom. Good. Avalam shasa pachas mi revias yayin, o shasa revias v'hifzik ba, o mazga b'mayim, o shasa yayin migito b'toch arbaim v'chulu, pata v'in apchal avoda. Shasa yosem mi revias min ayayin, afal bishu mazug v'afal pishu hifzik shasa ma'at ma'at chayimisa pasal avoda. Hayashachar mishar mishachar maslikon is lamikdash. Vim nichlas viavad arizalogam of dasok shera. Shein chayav in misa ela al hayayin mishasavoda, and it's only wine. And then he says, kishem. Kishem sha'asr lakoin likon is lamikdash mebre shichros, kach asr lacholadam, bein koin bein yisrael lahoros kishahu shasui. That's the kishem. Shenemar ula horos es bnei Yisrael. Vim horba davar shu mefurish b'Torah. Achi yidu atstukim mutter. Because that's not a psak. Kigon shahorash asheretz tamei v'atzvardeya tahar v'hadam asur v'chayose bazeh. But if he, right, but if he did paskin, then it would be asur. And then he quotes, umutter liskar lilmod lishikar lilmod Torah. V'filu halachos midrashos. You can learn if you're shasu yain. You just can't paskin. V'ushalo yore. V'mayachacham kavua lahora lo yilmad shalimudo hora'ahi. If you're learning always turns into psak, then maybe you shouldn't, because that's going to turn into psak. Okay, and then he continues and discusses the amazing discussion from Maseches Tainis. You know, maybe Kohanim should never be able to drink Pizmanaseh, according to some shitas of the Tanaim. Because here you're going to base a Migdash, then you're going to have to do the Avoda. Amazing. Then we say, no, you can't do that. It's the Rambam later on in the parak. But either way, that's the first set of halachas that he talks about in here, in Hilchas Bias Migdash, and the different levels within that area of halacha. Okay, we continue now to number 3, back in the Gemara. We've had 2 sources for Mechusar Begadim. Let's move on. Akati, Mehacha Nafka, Mehasam Nafka. What do you mean? We have a whole other source that you might use. Number 3, V'nasru Be'aron HaKohen B'Kihuno. We made HaKohen Gadol, Shalavash B'Gdei Kohen Hedyot, V'Avad Avadasa P'suva. This pasi tells me an added chiddush. Again, the Kohanim say you have to wear the begadim, but the drasha is specifically, even if he's wearing big dekahuna, but he's not wearing the right big dekahuna. A Kohen Gadol that wears big dekohen hedyot, his avoda is pasul as well. And again, that's another fascinating discussion of the relationship between those two. The Rambam counts one mitzvah, right? Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot. He puts both in. Rav Sadia Gaon only counts big dekohen Gadol in his binyan mitzvos. And there are Makoros, we'll have to get to, we'll wait to Amid Beis, that maybe there are differences between the two. There's a Ritva. The Ritva says that we know the Kohen Gadol, after he does the Avodah on Yom Kippur, he's not allowed to rewear those Begadim the next Yom Kippur. Begadim Sha'avad Yom Kippur Echad, he has to be Gones them. Special dinner, Big Day Kohen Gadol. Right, so that doesn't apply to the Big Day Kohen Hedyot. Is there something about the Big Day Kohen Gadol? Maybe, the Achronim suggest, maybe Big Day Kohen Kodol are more of the din in the Kohen, while Big Day Kohen Hedyot are more din in the Avoda. You might be a Bechalik between the two. The Kohen Gadol's Begadim have more inherent status. And that's why maybe they'll reach the level, so to speak, close to Tashmishei Kedusha, not just Tashmishei Mitzvah, in terms of burying them, right? The worn out Begadim of the Kohen Hedyot, they will be used for the wicks, for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. They're obviously, it's like we save the lulavim to burn with the chametz. They save the begadim to burn at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Not the Bidei Kohen Gadol. Only the Bidei Kohen Hedyot were used there. So again, there might be differences between them. But again, this makar, clues us in to Bidei Kohen Gadol as well. So what do you need that makar for? It's the same idea. It's Mechusar Begadim. So Imei Hasam, Hava Amina Hanimili Avodah Ma'akva Kapara. I might have thought that only Avoda that's Ma'akeves the Kapara. It requires Big Day Kahuna. Aval Avoda Lo Ma'akva Kapara Lo. But Avoda that is not Ma'akev the Kapara, like Rashi quotes, Nisinas Eish, right? Putting Eish on the Mizbeach. So we don't need Begadim for that. Lo, then I would have thought not. So Kamashmal, that's where you need the other pasuk as well. V'yakati mehacha nafka me'asam nafka. Still, there's a fourth makar. V'yarchu b'nei Aaron ha'kohanim es ha'nesachim v'gomer. Right, the kohanim set up the different parts of the animal on the mizbeach. Ha'kohanim b'kihunan. And we darshan. A kohen, that means in his full kahuna status. And what is that? Mikan l'kohen hedyot. Shalavash b'dei kohen gadol v'yavad avadasa psula. Yitur begadim is also not appropriate. Is also ruins the avoda. Yitur begadim. Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi here says any beged on is mutur begadim. Unless he just wears extra his own shirt. Rashi on the bottom line. Shum beged ba'olam. Yitur begadim is wearing any beged. If you look on the Rambam just adds discusses this case that the Gemara says beferish. A Kohen Hedyot that wears Kohen Gadol's Begadim. So would the Rambam say that you violate each begadim if you just wear your own personal shirt? It gets into the sugya if you're a member from Daf Gimel. Mina machriv, lo mina lo machriv. Right? Is it only if it's a beggar kohen gadol, that would ruin it. But if it's lo mina lo machriv, right? Mechuive ola, mechuive chatas, ola chatas, all the different sugyas then that we discuss. Is it worse to shecht a karbon l'shem chulin or l'shem another karbon? With that discussion. The Netziv here points out that machlokus between Rashi and the Rambam. But either way, you have this other makar. So the Gemara says again, Ime hasam hava mina, hadi mili chiser, avo yiter lo, kalash malan. This extra pasuk teaches me even yiter begadim as well. Period. Tana Rabbanan says the Tosefta. Hayu mirushalin. What if you're wearing Beit HaKahuna, but they are mirushalin? What is mirushalin? Rashi says, nigrorin bakarka. They're dragging. They're too long. You're dragging on the floor. Misulakin, they're too short. Mishuchakim, they are worn out. V'avad avodasok sheira. All of the, clearly it's only b'di'evet. L'chadchila, the coin has to look perfect. Oh, I didn't read the chinuch. I'll read the chinuch by the Shem soon. The coin has to look perfect. And not only does the begadim have to be perfect, he has to wear them perfectly. Lava shnei mechnasayim, what if he wears two mechnasayim? Shnei amnetim, two belts. Chatzar achas, Yiser achas, oshahai salo, retia amakas besaro takas bigdo, or you have some type of bandage on, all of these are going to be makif. Oishahayu mitushtashin, or they are mitushtash. What does that mean? Rashi, betit, they're covered in mud, right? The Chavetz Chaim writes here in the Zevach Toda, or covered in blood, right? Maybe more practical. Oh, mikura'in, or they are torn, the avad avadaso psula. So all of these are posal, the avoda, right? Oh, but if they are, torn, or you wear too many or you wear too little of a chulu. Interesting. Rashi says, what's the psul of mikurain? That's mechuzah begadim. Right? That's what it, seems like. Right? Rashi, mikurain. Afilo in chadashin. Delav beged hu haroi lavoda. Debina lechavra l'savaris. It's not a beged. It's not a beged. Part of the definition of beged has to be lechavra l'savaris, and therefore it wouldn't be a beged. It's a lack of lechavra l'savaris. The Ran in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Beis, says it's called mechusar begadim. Rashi doesn't go that far. He says maybe it's just a fulfillment of lechavra l'savaris, which would be required and ma'akev as well. Let's continue. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Mirushalin k'sherin, misulakim psulim. Shmuel says that if they are dragging, it's kosher, but if they're too short, it's pasul. But didn't we just say before in the Tosefta, too short is kasher? Amrami brachama lo kasha. Kancha silkan ade avne kantilis sinhu meikara klal. It depends. Are they short or you're just wearing them short? If they are too short, then that's a psul. Less nu meikara. If they fit, but you just have your belt hiked up a little bit so that you're wearing them in a funny way, but really if you would wear them normally and lower them, then they would fit, then that is not a psul. That might be a psul l'chadchila, but that would not be a psul b'di'evet. Rav Amar, echazev echazev psulin. Wow. Even in that case, Rav seems to say, pashtus, even if you just wear them in a way that makes it look short, that also is posel the avoda. It's hard to say that the beged's not there, the beged is there, but even how you wear it, the avoda itself has to be l'chavra l'safaris. It has to be an inspiring experience for all to see, and therefore, Rav would say they're both pasul. Rav Huna ikla la argiza, ramale bar ush pizchana. So Rav Huna went somewhere and the son of his host asked him the following question. Yeah, you gotta be on your toes if you're Rav Huna, wherever you are. So mi amar Shmuel, mirushalan ksher muslakim sulin. Did Shmuel really say that? That if they're too long, if they're dragging, it's kasher. But if they're pulled up, then they are, if they're too short, they're pasul, vatani muslakim sherin. See, that's in this kasha that we said before. So amar lay, bar mina, don't ask me that kasha. Dahi deshan yirami brachama. Remember, Chama already answered that question, right? If they're actually too short, or you're just wearing them too short. So, you didn't hear that answer? So, Ela la Rav Kasha, but according to Rav, it's still a Kasha. Because Rav says that Mirushalin, if they're dragging, it is Pasol, while the Braisa says that Mirushalin are Kasher. So, the problem isn't the Misulakin, the Stira is the Mirushalin, the too long. So, the Chitema, and if you want to say, my Mirushalin, what does the Braisa mean that Mirushalin are kosher, Misulakin, Al Yedei Avnet? It means they would be too long if you'd wear them normally, but the Braisa is on about where you lifted them up with a belt. So, if you lifted them up with a belt, that's why, even though inherently they're too long, Rav would say that's okay, and that's what the Braisa says. The Avnet Megiz Agiz, and the belt is considered ki'ilu, the belt cuts it. Whatever's above the belt, you don't care about. And therefore, that's the case. So again, how do you answer the seer between Rav? Ron Rav says that they're too long. That means that when you're wearing them, too long. The Braisa that says that when there's too long, it's kosher. That means that you pick them up with a belt, and it looks fine. It's just the belt. It's all bunched up. So Ela Misulakin Kasha. But if that's what the two Merushalim means, so what does the Misulakin mean then, according to Rav? Because that's what we said before, that Misulakin meant according to Shmuel. So Amar Reb Zera, Rav Chadatani. Rav would say, no, it's all talking about one case. Merushalin shesilkan al yidei avnei ksherin. It's one case. If they're too long, but they're picked up by the belt, that would be kosher. Good. Amar of Yirmiyah midifti merushalin shelo silkan tanoihi. Really, I think, if they're too long, and you wore them without lifting them up, tanoihi, that is a machlokas tanam. We're going to quote a totally different context. In a moment. But first, I wanted to just point out the Tosfos. The Tosfos is Vahatanya Mishuchaking Sheirin. What about the worn out? The worn out, you know what? Actually, it comes up later. So let's wait with that. Let's continue back in the Gemara. So Gemara says, this issue, Rav Yirmiyah Midifti says, the issue of being too long and being dragged that you didn't lift up, so it's a Machlokas Tanam, the Tanya, the Braisa says, in a totally different context. Where? Tzitzis. Context of tzitzis. D'tanya, al arba kanfos kesuscha. Tzitzis is on the four corners of your garment. Arba velo shalosh. Four, not three. Three-cornered garment is not chayiv in tzitzis. O eino ela arba velo chamesh. Maybe it means a five-cornered garment is not chayiv in tzitzis. Kshu omer, asher techaseba. No, anything that you cover yourself in, hari balos chamesh amur. No, so you know, five is included. Beged of five corners is chayiv in tzitzis. Not on all five corners. A five-corner garment, you have to put tzitzis on the four corners. But, as we'll see the halacha in a second in the Shulchan Aruch. Hamani Mekayim. Arba v'lo shalosh. So you exclude three, you include five. Umari Yisla Rabos Balas Chamesh L'Hotzi Balas Shalosh. Why do you do it? You know there's one inclusion and one exclusion. So why do you include five and exclude three? Why about the other way? So Marbani Balas Chamesh Shish Bechal Chamesh Arba. Because within a five is a four. And a four is for sure. Yish b'chal masayimana. So when you add on a corner, it doesn't lose. Umotze anibalas shalosh, she'in b'chal shalosh arba. But because three doesn't have four in it, and therefore that is not a chiyuv. Let's just continue for a moment. V'tanya idach al arba kanfas kususcha arba v'lo shalosh. Arba v'lo chamesh. But we have another braisa that says, no, five is not included. Five is excluded. So my lab ha'kamiflagi. So maybe the following is the machlokas. If something extra, could you view that as if it's not there? And maybe that's what Merushalin is. So again, comparing it in this way has nothing to do between how it's worn. We thought Merushalin was a problem because it's dragging on the floor and it looks not presentable. But the way the Gemara is comparing it now is that it's a din in yitur. It's too long. It's too many. It's too much beged there. So regarding that, we're comparing it. So, Demar Savar, one opinion holds Yeter Kaman De'isa Dami. One opinion says that more is considered Ki'ilu, it's there. So, if it's Ki'ilu, it's there, it's five. The Torah says only a four-corner garment, not a five-corner garment, and therefore that would not be Chayiv in tzitzis, and that Shita would say Merushalin is Psulin. Well, Mar Savar, Kaman De'lesa Dami. The other opinion says, no, even if it's extra, it's Kaman De'lesa Dami, and therefore, the five-cornered garment can be viewed as a four-cornered garment, and therefore it is okay. So isn't that the machlokes tanoim? So Gemara is going to say in a second no, but let's just see that halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Lamaisa, better not to." Well, the Shulchan Aruch says to read it. Talis she'ein la arba kanfos ptura, yesh la yoser mi arba chayeves, va'osa la arba titzios ba arba knafeha hamruchakos zo mi zo yoser. You put tzitzis on the farthest four corners. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Chayeves, right, in the case of more than four corners, V'yesh potrin, V'lachin in lasos bas chamish l'chadchila. L'chadchila, right, because we have machlokas tanoim here, right? So it's better not to wear a five-cornered garment, because then you get into the question about it. Because of our prima gadim, delatasa potrin, osana talisos ketanim shalono sheish be savar, mikomakom rov sasum. Umiyu im eira sherov pasuach yaseh, Bekalner shosim machayatim ksas agol. Make it a little round. And what happens if you have, let's say, art tzitzis, and if it's cut very far in the middle, so then, and if it's, it has a square, it's not the, it's, it's a, you have a corner there, so maybe it can be looked at as like a five-corner garment, in some way. So he says, make it round. Again, if it's only a small, neck hole, so then it wouldn't be a, considered a hole, lagabe the begadim. But again, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch quotes this Gemara and says, how many corners it has does not determine how many corners you're putting tzitzis on. You're only putting tzitzis on four corners, right? So all the symbolism about the eight strings and the knots and the 613, that still applies. The question is it a beg of that's chayef? But either way, ask the Gemara, isn't this the machlokas about yeser kaman to isa or not? So the Gemara says no. Lo, dekuli alma kaman to isa dami. Everybody agrees it's kaman to isa. Right? And therefore, a merushalin could be psulin. Vishaini hacha, but the tzitzis case is different. The Rabbi Rachmana Shet Chasiba, meaning the pasuk includes it. Even if you want to say it's a five-corner garment, and it's ki'il there, the Torah still includes a five-corner garment for the chiv of tzitzis. V'idachay Shet Chasiba my avidlei. So what about the other opinion? Once we're on the tzitzis topic, what does he use Shet Chasiba that you cover yourself with? What does that include? Miboilei, look at the Tanya. That's to include, to help me understand the following pasuk. Look at the Tanya. Uri Isamoso. As the pasuk says, you have to see the tzitzis. Prat, luxus, lila. Excludes night begadim. Oh, eino ela prat luxus suma. Maybe you should exclude begadim of a blind man who can't see. Maybe he should be putter in tzitzis. So k'shu omer, asher techaseba. No, that's what the pasuk includes. When it says asher techaseba, hariksus suma amur. So you see, it's included. Hamani mekayim uri isamoso prat luxus lila. So we include luxus lila, we exclude luxus suma. Ask the Gemara again. Umar isal rabos luxus suma los luxus lila. You have one inclusion, one exclusion. So why do you include Lila and exclude Suma? Marabaniksa Suma, Shiesh number eight, it's a lacherim. Suma's begadim are subject to seeing lagabe others. Umotzi aniksus lila, she number eight, lacherim. And I exclude ksus lila that nobody could see it, obviously, without any artificial light. Vidach nafkale me asher, vidach asher lo darish. Okay, period. That takes us, finishes up the tzitzis little tangent. There is a very well known, within the world of tzitzis, machlokas. What does it mean, ksus lila? What does it mean that ksus lila is excluded from the mitzvah of tzitzis? Is that talking about the beged or is that talking about the person? Ksus lila. Meaning, is ksus lila, does that mean pajamas are excluded from tzitzis, even if you wear them during the day? It's a ksus lila. And therefore, they are going to be putter, no matter when you wear them. Is that what it means? Dexus Lila? That is what Rashi says, and that is what Rabbi Natan says in Tosas and Menaches. That's what the Rush says, right? That's what many Rishonim say. It's a din in the Chefsa. Dexus Lila means a beged that is usually worn at night is putter from tzitzis. The Rambam does not say that. The Rambam in Hilchas Tzitzis, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, Dexus Lila means a beged that you are wearing at night. But if it is a nighttime beged that you are wearing during the day, it's chayev in tzitzis. Right? If you're wearing a daytime beged at night, it's pater in tzitzis. That's the Rambam. Elixir mi devrim, shem yiskasa ba balayla, sheinos man chiyev tzitzis, v'nimso. He's talking about, ase, wearing, shatnez and tzitzis, where you're only, you can wear it when you're doing the mitzvah aseh. The Rambam says you gotta be careful, because it might turn nighttime, and then you're not gonna be doing the mitzvah. Clearly, the Rambam is saying there's no mitzvah of tzitzis at night, right? Excluding sus laila. Chova tzitzis bayom v'lo balayla. He continues. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Yud Ches. Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says. Laila lavzman tzitzis. De'imit me'ur isam oso. Leha Rambam. He quotes by name. Leha Rambam. Kol mashalovish balayla. Patr afilu hu miyuchad layom. O mashalovish bayom. Chayev afilu miyuchad layla. You go by when you're wearing it. Ula harash, ksus hamiyuchal alayla, patra afilu lov shabayom. Uksus hamiyuchal alayom, olayom vilalayla, chayav afilu lov shabalayla. So, machlokas rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch just quotes both opinions. That's all he says. So therefore what? Therefore what? So the Ramah adds on. V'safik brachos lahakel. Al kein ein lavarech alav, ela kishalovish bayom, v'hu miyuchad gam kein layom. That's the Ramah. The Ramah says, because of that, suffix, because of that machlokas, we only make a bracha on tzitzis when we have both. When we have ksus yom, and it is yom. But when you're missing either of them, let's say somebody has a four-cornered pajamas, and he never wears, he always has it to sleep. So you would not make a bracha on that, even if it's during the day. And if somebody puts on tzitzis at night, then, let's say, for whatever the case is, if you didn't have it on and you're putting it on now, you don't make a bracha. right? Even though you only always wear it during the day. That's the machlokes we've shown him about, that when you would make a bracha. And that's why the poskim say that by on Yom Kippur, you should make sure to put the talis on before Shkia, right? Because you want to get it, you want to make a bracha on it, and you don't want to get involved in this machlokes. Again, there's a lot here, discussing, and then the Mishnah Berurah quotes here, Ublo Yom Kippurim, V'kala Ovar L'fnei Ateva, Tzorach L'Hisatev. Right, that's the quoting from the Magen Avraham and earlier Achronim about different minhagim and shuls, whether the chazan wears a talis. So the chazan puts on a talis for Ma'ariv, but it does not make a bracha. Even if you want to say that you make a bracha when you put on the shul's talis, because the skilu becomes yours, right, so you don't make a bracha. Ubalechem chamudos kasav, ta'afa omer kadesh yasom lefnei ateva yis'atev b'vei kovet atzibur. Right, in the days of old, whoever says the Kaddish, remember they used to split up the Kaddishes. Well, then everybody said Kaddish. That was, a new Mitzias in the days of Reb Kiva Eger, after he lived at a time of one of the plagues, and there were so many people that needed to say Kaddish, Rachman al Islan, so he allowed many Kaddishes in the shul. But before there was only one person said each, every Yasom got one of the Kaddishes. So again, if you put on a talis for that, the Mishnah Berurah says that we don't make a bracha on that because it is, Stam Kavarat Tzibur. Right, it's not even the mitzvah of tzitzis, which is another reason not to make the bracha. Okay, either way, there's a lot here. One other point, and then we'll continue. We know that in the morning there are different time periods of halacha. So we start off with Amud HaShachar, and then we have Hanetz HaChama, and then we have Misha Yakir, and then we have Hanetz HaChama, and then we have Zman Kriyos HaKriyishma V'chulu. So we know that almost all mitzvos bayom b'di'evet are okay from Alos HaShachar. From dawn, lechatchila maybe after sunrise, but the avod, if you did it after amud hashachar, it is enough, except for two. So we always know Misha Yakir is later than alos, and you can't put on tefillin or tzitzis before that time because that's Misha Yakir. Why dafka do those two halachas out of all halachas? You're allowed to daven before that. Theoretically, you can say kriyishma before that. Or you can blow shofar before that. Why dafka do those two have to do with Misha Yakir? So because those two have to do with Re'iyah. Right, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Brachas, Uri Isem Oso, right, and that's why Tzitzis, Talis, goes by Misha Yakir, and also Tfilin, right, Kivaro the Pasuk in Kisavu, Varo Kalame Ares, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'yar Mimecha, Elo Tfilin Shabarosh, the Gemara Darshan's in Brachas Davav, right, so again, Re'iyah, right, so because these two mitzvahs have Re'iyah related to it, that's why that goes by Misha Yakir, when you could be Makir and differentiate between Tchilas V'lava, Tchilas V'karsi, all the different Shiurim mentioned in the Mishnah in Brachas. Okay, Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara, Vayter, Bad, Sheyu Shel Butz, Bad, the Begadim are made of Bad, they should be of linen, Bad, Sheyu Chadash, and they should be new. Bad, doesn't mean you have to wear new Begadim every day, but it means it should be, you should look at it and fresh. Bad, Sheyu Shazurim, it should be threaded together, Bad, Sheyu Chutin Kafal Shisha, right, every thread should be made of six strands, as Rashi describes in Tetzaveh. Bad, Shelo Yilbash Shel Choli Mahen, right, you can't wear anything bad means alone. You can't wear any other begadim with them. Right? I understand why it should be the limud that should be linen. Hakamashlan boats in midiachrini lo. I understand that limud, so that's the only threads that it should have. Elabachiu chadashim. Chadashim in shchakim lo. What new? You can never wear worn out. Vatanya mushchakim sheirin. But we learned in the Brisa that earlier, worn out is okay. Okay, maybe b'di'eved, but it's okay. So why did it say that they have to be chadoshim? So Amar Lei, Ula Taimeich, Bad Shiyu Chutin Kafal Shisha, Bad Chad V'Chad Al-Chude Mashma. I'll ask you a better question. Bad teaches me they have to be six threads. Bad means alone. So how do you learn six from Bad? Ela Hachi Kamar, Begadim Shenemer Bohen Bad. This is how you understand this Brisa. The Begadim that it says Bad, Srichem Shiyu Shalputz Chadoshim Shazurin Shiyu Chutin Kafal Shisha. Yesh Mehen LeMitzvah Yesh Ben La'akev. It's like a title with following halachas in the Brisa. It's not that you learn everything from the word Bad. But it just means it has to be linen and all of them have these halachos. Mimai dahai bad kitzna hu. How do you know bad means kitzna linen? Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina, davar ha'olam in akarka bad babad. Because it's talking about something that grows from the ground, bad babad. And linen from flax grows, singularly, bad babad, right? Each growth. And that's how you know that's where it comes from. Ema amra, maybe wool also grows that way. Maybe it means wool. Amra mifsal, wool splits as it grows. Kitna nami mifsal. So what do you mean? This also splits. Ay de la kusa mifsal. No, that only splits if you hit it, if you beat it. Doesn't split naturally. Okay, period. Ravina Amar Mehacha, one other. Ravina says there's a different source that you know the ban means the linen. From here, Pare Pishtim Yiu Al Rosham, Umichaze Pishtim Yiu Al Masnehem, Lo Yachgru Bayaza. So you see, in the same pasuk, you have the Pishtan mentioned by the in Yechezkel by the Big Day Kahuna. So that's how you know that ban means Pishtan, it means linen. Says the Gemara, you needed a pasuk in Yechezkel to teach me this. So what do you do before Yechezkel? Amalei Ravina Lerabashi. What about before Yechezkel came? Right, you didn't know this halacha? So the Gemara said, no, of course you did. I'll give you another example, and we'll talk more about this halacha by Hashem tomorrow, but let's just do the halacha. Ula taimech, hada amar av chizda. Dover zeh mitaras Moshe Rabbeinu lamanu. Midivri Yechezkel ben buzi lamanu. The following halacha is based on a pasuk in Yechezkel. What, Moshe Rabbeinu never taught us the halacha? Only Yechezkel did? Which halacha? Ko ben nechar aralei v'aral basar. Lo yavo al mikdash ilish arseini. What, that an aral kohen is not allowed to do the avoda. Acha ba Yechezkel minalan. So it's based on a pasuk in Yechezkel. But before that, an aral could do the avoda? Ela gemara gimirila. Really, it was misora. Maybe it means halacha Moshe Misinai. Va'asi Yecheskel, va'asi Yechron. Yecheskel connected it to a pasuk. So achanami gemara gemira lavachulu. So here too, the psukim about bad, meaning pishtan, doesn't mean that Yecheskel taught it to us. It just means that it was merumas in Yecheskel, what we knew earlier from halachic transmission from Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's not needed. Fine. Just one final point. In the Tosfos, va'atanya mishukhakin sheirin. Tosfos says, the Braisa says, worn out is kosher. The Braisa says it. Tema Estosis Dibiyoma Darshinan Matamaloma Yilbash Larabos as a shakim. Vyamait Sarach Ribui. Do you need a ribui to say that the worn out Bagadim are okay? Or is it more misvara? Rather Brysa quotes it without quoting a source. Estosvis, what do you need a source for over there in Yuma? Right, it says here that they're kosher. Right? You need an extra source. So Tosfos does not give an answer. If you look in Rabbi Yaakov Emden, right here in the back, Yud Ches Mabez, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, Nira be'einai yesh lomar. It's just one little line. Yesh lomar, mishum de shiny big day kohen gadol, de chamiri. That Bryce over there in Yuma that requires a ribui, that gemara over there, that's big day kohen gadol. De chamiri, they're more stringent. Shaharei shol yoma kippurim yishanim psulim liyoma kippurim acher. As we said before, Big Day Kohen Gadol of one Yom Kippur, he can't wear the next Yom Kippur. Shetunim Geniza, V'yaf Agav, Tahahu, Baharamaksiv, Marbi, Mine, Kohen Gadol Hatorim. Inami Kita, okay, continues. But anyway, what does Rabbi Yaakov Emden say? Shiny Big Day Kohen Gadol, Big Day Kohen Hedyot. Even if you want to say the Big Day Kohen Hedyot might be kosher if it's worn out, you might not have known the Big Day Kohen Gadol are kosher if it is worn out. Again, reflecting that there might be a difference fundamentally between the understanding of the Big Day Kohen Gadol and the Big Day Kohen Hedyot, right? One of them might be more din in the, the Begadim themselves. One might be more din in the Avodah, even in the Psukim. It says, L'kadsho l'chahanoli by Kohanim or l'chahanoli by Kohen Gadol. It doesn't say l'kadsho. Right, there's different points to mention. Maybe we'll mention this a little bit again in the next year if we have time. And we also have to start with talking about the Arel Halacha. But again, Hashem, we will. One line here: the Tzavas Paneach. Tzavas Paneach says, "V'yesh nafgamina bein big day kohen gadol or big day kohen hedyot. The big day kohen gadol halavisha hi mitzvah. Lo mishum de below zehavi mechuser begadim." Masha'enki and Gabi Kohen Hedyot, Dezehavi Rak Sorech HaKarban, Kadesh Lo Yehem Mechusar Begadim. So we don't always know what the Tzavas Paneach means, because he's always very cryptic, but it seems like he's fundamentally being mechalik between the Big Day Kohen Gadol, which are inherently valuable, right? Something about the Begadim, and while the Kohen Hedyot, it's more just about not being Mechusar Begadim. Okay, but there's more, but we will stop there. That's the Rambam, the Tzavas Paneach in Hilchas B'yas Mikdash, Klei HaMikdash, where the Rambam is. Okay, we'll stop here. B'ez Hashem, we will continue in this parak as we get into more inyanim.